You're listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Bum, 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 bum. Ba-na-na.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 39 for Monday, October 30th, 2017.
Today on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're going to talk about what Robert and I are going to be doing at 3 in the morning tonight. Also, are Cheetos really chips?
We'll answer the question once and for all about whether the Two Bobs are assholes. And of course, we'll share a crazy news story. The day before Devil's Night.
It is. And speaking of just Devil's Night, Halloween, scary shit, I happen to notice that your little bobblehead collection at the very top of your shelf there keeps growing.
Yeah, those are my favorite Pennywise. I took a little trip to the eBay, and I got the FYE version, which is their exclusive, and he's kind of got blood around his mouth, and his claws are out. And I finally found just the regular one at Target looking for something else. I thought, all right, well, that's good. But I really wanted the Walmart one, and the Walmart one's got a scene from the movie that you've seen that I had to have it from the beginning, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I kept checking Walmart. I kept just looking everywhere and even checking some websites, and nobody could find them. So I finally found them on eBay along with the Hot Topic version that has the red balloon. So
oh, man.
I won't give up the scene for the Walmart version, but he's pretty cool. He's my favorite of all of them. That's the one that I really wanted from the beginning. I could only have one. It was the Walmart version. So he's pretty awesome. I got to see the movie again still, too.
I was thinking, I can't wait till it comes out on iTunes just so I can, you know, pick
December.
It up.
Yeah, this is middle December? Of December. The 19th is last I heard. I don't know if it's changed, but I'm just ready to go back again. But it's so hard right now trying to find time with baseball going on for Little League and soccer. And everything is just so busy. It's hard to find 3 hours to kind of devote to that. But hopefully soon before it goes away. And then otherwise, like you said, I'll just wait till iTunes.
Well, usually iTunes, they might come up with it a little bit early. So hopefully that's the case. Or yeah, we'll see what happens. But I say we just dive into the beer tonight.
Well, I think so. We've got a lot to talk about. So let's start on it.
Got a full show for you tonight, guys.
Got a lot going on.
A lot of shit tonight. The list... The queue is full of all exciting things that we're going to discuss tonight on the Two Bobs.
That's right. You're in for a treat.
So stay tuned.
What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a Figure It Out Coconut Vanilla Milk Stout from Griffin Claw Brewing Company. They're a local brewery here in Southeast Michigan in Birmingham. And I've had a couple of their beers in the past. I don't know if I've had any Griffin Claw here on the show, but... don't bother checking because it doesn't matter. Actually, no. Hold on. Son of a bitch. Hold on. I gotta see.
Who was it?
Griffin Claw. No, maybe.
I haven't had anything from that brewery, no.
All right.
I would have remembered. It's not like a Harry Potter reference.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, remembered. So, but anyways, they're a local brewery, and they have really good food, too. This is I saw it at the store, and what really kind of... pulled me to it was the can. It's actually it's like a I don't even know what the hell that is, or what would you say that is.
It's one of those tiki
like a tiki
or totem pole,
yeah, something like that. There's like mermaids on it, and I think it's meant to be confusing. Even if you look at the actual wording on the can, it's even hard to figure out that it's called Figure It Out. So really clever with the can. But it's actually a really, really good beer. I've had a couple sips already. Never had it in the past. And kind of in love with it. Unfortunately, it's been discontinued. I looked on Griffin Claw's website. I'm like, all right, where's this beer so I can talk about it? Not on there. Turns out that it's been retired and is no longer brewed. But while I have access to it, I'll talk to you about it. So again, it's a sweet milk stout. It's 6% alcohol by volume. It is actually, now that I'm reading, it's a limited availability. It was only brewed one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's, let's see here. Let me get some more information on it. I got to kind of pull, like, move around to different websites here to get everything. It says, the description says, we had to beg Dan to make this, and it turned out awesome. Coconut and vanilla stand strong in this easy drinking milk stout. Again, it's 6% alcohol by volume. It's 15 IBUs. And it hasn't had a lot of ratings that are out just because it's a single batch brew. But the reviews that have been have come back are rating it, you know, over a 4 on Beer Advocate and Rate Beer as well. It's right around the same area. So again, it's super good. It's very, very smooth. It's definitely a sweet beer, one of the sweeter milk stouts I've had even, and it has a very strong coconut and vanilla presence in the beer. So it's definitely kind of a desserty type of beer, but this is a delicious beer, and I'm really sad that they're only brewing one batch, because I would totally get more of this. I rated it on Untappd already. I gave it a 4.25, or no, a 4.5, I think.
Wow, getting close to the top.
Oh no, I gave it a 4.25. I was torn that between sucks. 4.25 and 4.5. But again, super, super delicious beer. I'm glad I have 4 of them, because I'll want to drink more at a later date after I drink this one.
Yeah, well, as soon as you took a sip of it, you were saying how good it was. So I'm surprised that you really only stopped at 4.25, but you might change your mind as you go through it. Now, did they have any more at the store? Like, can you go back and buy some other ones to put in the refrigerator?
You know, I'm trying to remember, because I just bought it on my way home from work today at my usual spot. Don't and tell people. Yeah, I know. Well, that's a big secret. Where I do my shopping. Sorry.
You'll buy the rest of it by the time this comes out, so that's fine.
I don't remember if I saw another thing of it or not.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back.
But again, just for being just like a single batch, obviously they were like, hey, we need something with just a shit ton of coconut and vanilla flavor. This is it right here. It's super, super smooth. This could be really dangerous if I just was left with 4 of these or more and just left to my own devices.
Well, maybe you don't go back and get the rest of them, because it is the weekend coming up. We're recording this on Thursday, so
yeah,
you've got a whole weekend ahead of you. So if you have a couple of those tonight, you've only got 2 left. So if you're like me, you'll obsess about it tomorrow and you'll go at lunch, or you'll go sometime where you can grab the rest if they have any more.
Yeah, but I have another beer I have to drink tonight, which is a surprise.
Okay, well, then you'll have 3 left.
That's true.
So you can deal with that.
Yeah. You know, I don't drink. I drink 2 beers on the show, and it's never 2 of the same beer. So
I always drink the same. Unless it's shit, I'll go upstairs. I haven't had any that were that bad. I did have a couple that I've only just had the one, but nothing bad enough that I would just dump it out and try something else.
So what are you drinking tonight, Lumberjack?
I am wearing my lumberjack shirt again.
It's
like
a short sleeve lumberjack shirt tonight, though. It's like saying I want to chop wood, snaps, but I also want to party.
It is my party shirt. This is my going out shirt. I wore it to work today. Oh. It's got snaps for, you know, when you got to get down to business.
In case this thing needs to come off real quick,
yeah,
you can just yank it open and not break anything.
It's awesome. Sometimes I'll walk around and I just walk up to Melissa and pop it. She just laughs.
Just like you're Clark Kent becoming Superman.
Yeah, yeah, and then you can just snap it back again. So when you do it the next time, the 5th time, the 12th time, the 17th time, it's still funny. Promise.
Great. You need rip-off pants, too. I mean,
in their movie, they had that where you just kind of ripped them off. But anyhow, well, I've got a beer from our neighbors up to the north. And this is the...
Greenland?
No.
Oh.
And it's not Nickelback, but it's Nickel Brook. I don't think Nickelback is from Canada, right? I like to say Canada just because I sound stupid.
I like to think they're from Canada. You almost made me say it, you bastard. I like to think that Nickelback is from Canada just because at least we don't have to take ownership of them. Like, yeah, those guys. Sorry, their music sucks, but they're Canadian. What do you want?
I want to say they are.
I'm going to check here. You talk about your beer, and I'm going to research where they're from.
Well, you had the beer a couple weeks ago or last week, whenever it was. This stuff all rolls together after a while. But you had the Naughty Girl Stout, and that's kind of where this came from. And I saw it over at my friend Norm's shop here in Northern Virginia. And I saw the Naughty Neighbor, and it has this young lady. I won't describe the can. You look it up on the interwebs if you want to. But it's a Naughty Neighbor American Pale Ale. and it's 4.9% alcohol by volume, 38 IBUs. And the website says, sometimes our neighbors are too enticing to resist. In this case, our award-winning American Pale Ale pays homage to our naughty neighbors to the south, which would be us. Turning the tables on us, sons of bitches.
Bastards.
For hop lovers, the huge citrus and pine aroma greets the nose and continues on the palate, leaving a remarkably easy drinking beer with a crisp, dry finish. We pack all this great flavor into a drinkable 4.9% ABV brew, making it perfectly refreshing all year round. It's good. I took a sip of it just because I was entering it into Untappd, and I like this a lot. I don't know that it's really a limited release, but hopefully Norms will have it again, because I do like it. And I would add this. I'm pushing the four, which for me is pretty good. I probably will go a little bit higher on it because, well, it might just be a while that I've had any ales or either IPAs or American Pale Ales since I've been doing the pumpkin, but this is really damn good. And it's a 4-pack of cans, kind of like yours.
Man, we nailed it again this week.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Your can has a naked chick on it. Did you have to go in like a back room behind curtains to get it, or did they just have it sitting out?
No, they did have it sitting out. It was kind of high, though. Generally, there's not a lot of kids in there, but yeah, she is naked. She's got some black leggings on and a little headband like she's Livy Newton-John doing jazzercise. A little garter belt and some stars on her arm. I guess that's what they think Americans are. We're all just naked with our pop-off shirts.
And they don't have nipples.
I didn't look that close.
By the way, Nickelback is from Alberta, Canada, so we don't have to claim them as our own. Dodged a bullet.
Well, this is Naughty Neighbor O-U-R. So I think the main singer is married to Avril Lavigne, and I think she's Canadian, too.
Oh, yeah, they're all married now. Chad Kroeger.
Yeah,
that is guy. That's him.
That's him.
I remember they got booed off the stage. They were playing halftime at Ford Field. You know, the Lions always have a home game on Thanksgiving. Yep. And it was maybe, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 years ago, I feel like. They had announced, they always have a halftime act, and Nickelback showed up one year and they were getting booed.
I think that, yeah, it's just all it takes is one, and then it kind of rolls around, and then there's maybe enough people there cheering for him, but well, it's all good time.
Yep. So just so you know, you can find out the beer, all about the beers we're drinking on Untappd, which is UNTAPPD. It's a social network for beer drinkers. You can find it on all the mobile device apps and on the interwebs and all that good stuff. I can be found at PhilRoberts33.
And I'm available at RobertK328.
And always feel free to send us some beer recommendations. We'd like to know what you're drinking, and hopefully we can take some of your recommendations and drink them on the show.
Yeah, next week I have a beer recommendation. I'm excited. I almost did it tonight, but something made me feel a little bit naughty, so I guess the naughty neighbor did it.
I'm glad I did. You're feeling extra naughty tonight, so you needed to drink a beer that would go along with that. Thank you for wearing another shirt under that shirt as you snapped it open, by the way.
Well, this was my costume for work. We had a heroes and villains, so I put on my Spider-Man t-shirt, and then I realized that I can't wear a t-shirt to work. And then I put this shirt on over it, expecting that I would leave it unsnapped. And I'm like, well, I can't walk around with a shirt that's not snapped.
Is this 1997?
Yeah, so I snapped it all up, and I was, well, where's your costume? Well, it's under here. Well, why don't you do that? Well, I can't wear a t-shirt to work. I just fundamentally cannot do it.
Plus, a t-shirt with advertising a superhero is not a costume.
It's close enough.
It's a fucking shirt that has Spider-Man on it. Spider-Man is on the shirt.
Yeah, well,
it's not Spider-Man. It's
my costume.
It's a shirt that says Spider-Man. That is...
You're not the boss of me.
It's a cop-out.
I'll do what I want.
You failed the costume party ever.
Well, it was covered, so it didn't matter.
Oh yeah, that's true. Probably should have just told everybody you were a lumberjack. I'm a suburban lumberjack here. I got my shirt and got just carried an axe around the office. People would probably leave you alone too.
That would have gone over well.
I hope he's going over the deep end.
We knew
it would happen eventually.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time. We got a big night tonight. You going to get a little bit of rest before our 3 a.m. wake-up call?
Yep. I'm going to get up and order my iPhone at 3 in the morning. I feel like, so the iPhone 10 or the iPhone X, whatever you want to call it, pre-order starts at 12:01 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I feel like don't they realize that the world actually doesn't revolve around Pacific Standard Time? Obviously, the world revolves around Eastern Standard Time.
It should. I think the Bobs do.
I run my life around Eastern Standard, so I feel like everybody else should too. But so because it's 12:01 a.m. Pacific, of course, here on the East Coast or Eastern Midwest, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's on Eastern Time. We have to wake up at 3 a.m. So I'm charging my Apple Watch because I want to wake up to pre-order the iPhone. I don't want the whole house to wake up to pre-order the iPhone, though. So I'm charging my Apple Watch right now. Going to get it to 100%. Set an alarm for like 2:50. So that way I have plenty of time. I'm going to set my phone to 2:55 just in case for whatever reason I don't feel my watch vibrating on my wrist. And it doesn't wake me up because I've never used that actually to wake me up before. It's everything saved in there. It should hopefully be just a very quick and easy process, and then I can go back to sleep and then, you know, just wait a week and get my iPhone.
Hope it shows up. Yeah, I didn't get to pre-qualify for mine like you did, so mine's probably going to take a little bit longer for the upgrade program. I haven't done it through the app like I think you probably did last year, so I don't know how long it's going to take. Last time I did it was in the store, so I had no time to waste. So I mean, I had no time to rush through it. I didn't really care, but this way at least it'll be through the app and I'll be probably counting down the seconds as they tap by, expecting that all the phones are going to be gone by the time I get that approved message.
Yeah, and then I'm always panicking because it's like 12:01 and I'm like, all right, is it going to do it itself, or do I have to like keep closing out of the app and then going back in? But you know, I think the best way to do it is using the app. I think it's definitely easier and better than the website. They actually completely segregate the website traffic from the mobile app, the Apple Store traffic. So hopefully most other people are on the website, so that way it frees up enough bandwidth to get in and out. But we'll see what happens. We'll follow up next week and talk about how well or shitty this whole thing went.
Yeah, I'm debating if it doesn't really work and it's going to be a month or so out to just get the 8 Plus and call it a day, and then wait till next year for the other ones.
See, I've already waited this long, so fuck it. And I have a 7 Plus already. I know you have a 6S right now?
6S, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the 7 Plus does what I need it to do. So if I gotta wait a little bit longer, honestly, I'm not.
I think I got this right before Thanksgiving 2 years ago, so. What's another month, right? What's exactly 15 months, or I guess what's that, 24? What's 25 months when I've waited 24? I don't know.
True story.
I just want it now. I got a question for you, and I put this here in the notes, and I didn't tell you what it was, but I need you to settle a score for me.
All right. Is this where it says Cheetos?
Right. Cheetos.
Okay.
All right. So I'm with my niece, and she is looking at a vending machine, and she says, they don't have my favorite chips in there. I said, well, what are your favorite chips? And she said, well, I like the hot Cheetos. I said, well, Cheetos aren't chips. And thus it began the argument about whether Cheetos are chips. And I said, well, they're not chips. She said, yes, they are. Because when you go to Subway, they say what kind of chips you want, and you hand them to Cheetos, or you tell them Cheetos, and that's what they give you.
Well, first off, so if the question is whether or not Cheetos are chips.
Is a Cheeto a chip?
No, it's not a chip. It's a salty snack.
Yeah, it's
in
cheese.
The salty snack area along with the chip. But to qualify for a chip, first off, it has to be flat. Cheetos are round.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm never going to base any type of thought or opinion off of what they say over at Subway.
Well, that's what I was telling her. I think, like, does it matter? And the bag doesn't say chip.
Consider the source.
It doesn't say veggie chip or tortilla chip. It doesn't say any of that. I think I even looked it up because I was, it's my sister Karen's daughter. And I was telling her, I said, look, it says like cheese snack on it. Yeah, so, or cheese flavored snack. And nowhere does it say chip.
What if they have pretzels at Subway? Are pretzels chips then? Obviously not.
I thought of that, but I don't think they have pretzels.
I don't know. But if they did, I'm sure they would say, what kind of chips would you like?
Yeah, it's just
and
generic.
You'd say pretzels, and they would have you, they would hand you a bag of fucking pretzels and not say a word about, well, these technically aren't chips. So, I mean, you know, these people get paid to make sandwiches and, you know, they're good at that. But I mean, I'm not gonna base any type of thought process over what the people over at Subway say. If you're listening, you work at Subway, thank you so much for making yoga mats taste delicious. But I'm just not gonna really base anything off of your.
Well, we're kind of tied now because, well, I asked her sister and I told her the story about it, and she said Cheetos aren't chips. So I think the tie is kind of broken. Melissa thought that they were chips. She said, no, that it is a chip. And I don't know whether she considered Subway or not, but it's not. So, all right. Well, I was curious to whether you agreed with me this time so I could tell you if you were wrong or not, but you agreed. You saved me the trouble and the aggravation.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you, man.
What's next on the docket tonight?
Well, I think one of the things too, and it kind of goes along with what we were just talking about, but I think a lot of times we pride ourselves on our personality and our ability to, I guess, make things funny, make things uncomfortable, make things inappropriate.
I go out of my way to do that.
Yeah, I think that's what makes us who we are. And sometimes you love it, sometimes you hate it. I know a lot of times people will, usually at the company Christmas party, people that have not met Melissa before, or if they have, they still come up and tell her, I don't know how you do it. So I think a way that that you could describe such a person would be
an asshole.
An asshole.
A douchebag.
Now, there's a whole laundry list.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself an asshole? You consider it like a term of endearment or kind of like a badge, or is it something that's offensive? Cuz I know some people like hate the middle finger, or they hate things like it's just so offensive to them. What do you think about the word asshole? If somebody were to call you that.
I mean, first off, people have called me that before. And I'm not the type of person who's going to get offended at somebody calling me an asshole. Like, you know, I just don't know. Like, it, to me, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think what you're really is just saying that you're okay with pushing people's buttons, and you're okay with not always being on everybody's good side, and you're okay with not being everybody's best friend. So like, if I guess some people would maybe consider me an asshole just because at the end of the day, and we've talked about this before, there's a group of people, and it's not a very large group of people that are in my life. And it's made up of a family. It's made up of close friends whose opinions of me I really do care about and want to stay in their good graces. Everybody else though in the world, I don't really care. Like, and I'm not saying I'm insensitive to people's thoughts, but I just don't. There's really just a limit to how much I care about what other people in the world think about me, who, you know, so that's, you know, like me, don't like me, I don't care all that much either way.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something to be said for that, because there are so many opinions of everybody. You're never going to please everybody. And some people go out of their way to do it. Neither of us is like that. But Merriam-Webster defines an asshole as a stupid, annoying, or detestable person.
Well, that's unfair. Also, Merriam-Webster also defines an asshole as the least attractive or desirable part or area, using phrases like asshole of the world. It's also an anus.
As well, yeah, that's definitely true. You stink. So I thought what might be fun, and we can see how this is going to work out, but BuzzFeed has a test on their website, says how much of an asshole are you. So I thought it might be fun, and you've got the link there. I thought it might be fun to go through the questions here, take the test, and see how we rate.
I think it'll only be fair. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to just go through the questions, both of us at the same time? And then talk about how we're going to answer it for ourselves.
That'll work. And that way we have the results kind of at the same time, and we can compare.
Perfect. So the
first, are we taking any wagers though? Who's higher? Or do we want to just,
I think I'm going to be the bigger asshole, right?
Like, you know? Okay. I would say so.
Well, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate it. Maybe I won't.
That makes me the bigger asshole. Maybe I won't then.
So, all right. So
is there a question on here about that?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon enough. Fun. All right. So the first question on here says, you cancel plans you had with a friend. Whose responsibility is it to make new plans? And the choices are no one's, plans will happen when they happen. Mine, if I'm the one who cancels plans, I should be the one to make new ones. And theirs, they wanted to hang out in the first place. I
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm very much, and I wouldn't say this makes me an asshole or not, but I'm very much a kind of just like, let things just kind of happen. I don't really, like, if plans are going to happen, they're going to happen. And like, I don't think it's necessarily my responsibility or their responsibility. It's, we couldn't make it happen tonight because one of us has something coming up, and we'll eventually together figure it again. Out. So I'm kind of on the no one's plans will happen when they happen. Train.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think sometimes I would push it to where I'll figure out a time, but in a way that's almost the plans will happen. I don't know, unless there's anything specific, that I would just go out of my way to make something up so that we had plans again. But yeah, if something else comes up that we can do it together, then great.
Well, now let me ask you, now this is a little bit of a tangent, as we as we do in the two Bobs.
Yeah.
If you have to cancel plans, how straightforward are you with what you tell that person? Like, for instance, like when you cancel the plan, I'll answer the question first. So if I cancel plans with somebody, I'm always like, or if somebody wants to make plans with me and I just either can't make it or don't feel like it, I just tell them, I'm like, yeah, you know what, it's not going to work out that night, you know, thanks anyway, we'll figure something out a later time. Like,
Kelly had something that I forgot about, so I can't record tonight, that kind of thing.
I know people who will be like, well, just tell them this or just tell them that. Or I'm like, No. It's not going to happen. Sorry. Like,
yeah, you don't. I wouldn't make something up, because you then kind of almost have to, you have to continue that. And if it's a person that you have any sort of relationship with them, you don't want to lie and go, oh, well, you know, I got to go have a root canal today. No, you don't. You know, I don't know whether you tell them, I just don't feel like it. It's kind of really depends on their feelings, but no, I would be as honest as I could. Something came up, or now's not a good time, something like that. But I'm not going to make something up just to get out of it, unless it's really bad and it's somebody that at the end of the day I don't really care.
Yeah. Well, good. I like you more now.
We're only through one question.
All right.
You go to the bathroom only to see this. What do you do? And this kind of comes up from one thing that we talked about last week, but it's a roll of toilet paper on the roll, and there's very little bit of it left. Just you see mostly cardboard, I guess. So the answers are: replace it immediately. I wouldn't wish this hell on anyone. Leave it be. I bought the last roll, not my responsibility. And do nothing and spend the rest of the day brooding in silent contempt for your roommate.
Well, my roommate would be my wife in this particular situation. I don't know. What would you do?
Especially if I had to use it, I would obviously replace it. But if I just kind of see it and I know somebody else didn't change it, which sometimes does happen, but I'll tend to leave those and let them take care of it.
I'm not going to lie, I would leave it be. You know, again, I wouldn't spend the rest of the day brooding in silent contempt for that person, yeah, whether it be, you know, a coworker, Kelly, and anybody else. But usually I'll just, yeah, I'm going to leave it be. Because it goes back to my whole thing of, if you use the rest of something, then you should replace it. So it's kind of me in my sadistic way, just kind of like, hey, that'll serve as a reminder for them to replace it next time.
Yeah, because the thing is, I think sometimes you leave it there because you're in a hurry or you've got other things to do, or, you know, fuck it, somebody else will just take care of it. But at the end of the day, if you replace it, then it kind of encourages that behavior. Whereas if you just leave it for them to do it. The other thing is using that bio bidet in there. I don't use very much toilet paper, if at all. So
yeah,
I don't need to change it.
It's not my department.
No.
All right. Next question here is, what best describes the way you ride an escalator? The answers are, I move to the right if I'm going to stand, and to the left if I'm going to walk. The other one says, I'll stand wherever I want. It's an escalator, not a chessboard. If it's a regular escalator that goes, you know, either up to another level or down to another level,
yeah,
who's walking up and down those to begin with, and who's passing people on it first off? But like, if it's one of those, like, we have some malls in the area or the airports that have the walking escalators that are just flat, that are just
the walkway
to get you from point A to point B quicker. Those ones, I'm telling you, I do tend to follow the rules on that one. So I stick to the right if I'm with the kids, or if we're walking, I go to the left. And I tend to get I tend to get irritated when there's people standing on the left side who aren't walking and I'm trying to walk.
Yeah.
I usually give them, like, excuse me, like, you know, that type of thing. So I tend to follow the rules with that one. I move to the right. If I'm going to stand left, I'm going to walk. How about you?
Yeah, same thing. I think in most like shopping areas around here, the malls, they don't really have a lot of people that try to walk up and down the escalators. They just ride it. But when you go to the metro stations or any of those type of places, the public transportation, the train station, metro, subway type things, then you definitely see a lot more, particularly at commuter times. You see a lot more people walking up and down the escalators to either get out of there or try to catch the train, because a lot of times when you miss it, it could be 10, 15 minutes before the next one comes. So for me specifically, I do move to the right if I'm going to stand and left if I'm going to walk. So I follow the rules on that one.
Nice.
How close do you stand to the person in front of you when you're in line? One, right behind them, whatever gets me closer to the front. Two, about 3 feet away. Or number three, about 10 feet away. I like to give people their space. I'm not going to stand right up against them, because if you're standing in line, who cares how close you are to the front? You still have to wait. 10 feet's a little bit much, because then people walk in front of you and nobody's quite sure where you're standing. So I think 3 feet away is good.
I'm going to go with 3 feet away as well. I mean, I think it's a dick move to stand 10 feet away, because, you know, obviously there's like a lineup of people. And if the guy in front of me has 10 feet between him and the person, I'm like, dudes, scoot the fuck up. Like, you know, I got some impulse buys to make. Like I tend to not be right on top of the person, because that's just a real dick move. I'm an asshole, but I'm not a dick. And 10 feet is just ridiculous. So 3 feet's a good, nice, happy medium. Not right on top of the person.
Okay.
But not, you know, just being ridiculous. When do you use turn signals on your car? The answers are, when I need to, when there's a line of cars in front of me or behind me, not too often. People can tell where I'm headed, and pretty much all the time. Now, for me,
that's a tough one.
I tend to always use my turn signal. Even in parking lots, I'll use my turn signal, just because it pisses me off when people don't use their turn signal. So I would say pretty much all the time I use my turn signal.
Well, what if there's no cars around? You're just doing it out of habit, or you're...
Yeah, I think it's more out of habit than anything else. Like, I don't consciously use my turn signal. I just kind of do it. I don't think about it. But I would say even when there's nobody in front of me or behind me, I still tend to use it.
I'll pick the first option when I need to. When there's a line of cars in front or behind, it doesn't even have to be a line. It just has to be people around me that could be affected by me changing lanes. And I'm a mirror watcher. So I know what's going on around me at all times. So I'm pretty confident that if I change lanes where I haven't seen anybody there, that nobody is there, because I watch it.
I had a driver, my driver's training instructor was a stickler about checking the mirrors too. He was a flamboyant old man. And I just remember him going, okay, we're scanning all the mirrors, scanning.
That's kind of what it's like. I don't know. I check all three. I got both sides and I got the rear view. And I just like to know, because you never know if somebody's coming up behind you, a motorcycle, or got to be aware.
Or somebody's riding your ass, so you got to slam on your brakes, piss them off.
Yeah. Throw something out the, what I like to do, and this is a, not really on here, but what I like to do is turn the windshield wipers on.
Oh,
not just the wipe. I do the washers.
Oh, that's 100% me. That's the most passive aggressive thing that I do, I think. It's just, oh, my windshield's dirty. Oh,
it's,
that's
filthy,
a little bit better
over here.
Oh, damn it, missed a spot. Better do it again. I'll watch them, because they'll turn their windshield wipers on then, because
it's
all over it. And then as soon as they shut their windshield wipers back off, I hit it again. Oops, they got a little bit more, and I get a, and it's funny because, you know, Kelly will be in the car sometimes when I'm doing this, and I just get the eye rolls and the disapproving gestures, because I get a kick out, and I'm always chuckling to myself as I do it too. I think it's funny.
Yeah. Well, my car that I have now isn't that great. They don't really get there, but a car I had a while back was the best. I mean, you guarantee anytime you pump those things that they were getting a full super soaker back there behind them.
My truck was crazy good with that too. I got a big old windshield on that, so you hit that and it's, they're getting
the best. I love it. All right. You're sick on a work day. Do you go in? First option is absolutely. I've got work to do. The second option is no way. I can't risk coughing all over the place. The third option is I might go in for a little, but if it gets too bad, I'm out of there. And I'll say no way. We have a pretty good work from home policy, and I do work from home a couple days a week. I would stay home just to keep everybody else from getting sick. I don't want to spread the joy.
I go in. I'm not going
to
lie.
I've been like, I don't like to miss work. So I hate
missing work. And I don't have the ability because I work, you know, a lot of what I do is face-to-face interactions with my clients in my office or in their office and things like that. So like, I can't really effectively work from home like you can. Yeah. So, I mean, I've gone in. Usually it's, I go into work and it's usually them telling me to leave. Like, we don't want you to get us sick. Get the fuck out of here. And then I'll leave. Like, it happened a couple weeks ago. I had vertigo. And granted, vertigo isn't something that is contagious. But at the same time, like, my head was spinning. I have a client that came in for an early morning appointment who's a physician. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm great. My head's spinning. Other than that, we're all great. Your accounts are performing nicely, by the way. And she's just like, you need to go to a doctor. Like, you shouldn't have even gotten in your car and driven here. So that's just, it's just what I do though. So I go in. There's so much. I was off yesterday, and then today I come in and I just have twice as much work to do, because of what I wasn't able to get done yesterday. So I go in.
Yeah. I think out of, even going on vacation, I don't like it. Just, it's so much work getting ready and preparing. I have stuff that has to be done while I'm gone. So I have to prepare a coverage document that lists everything that people don't deal with my stuff day in and day out.
Yeah.
And then when I get back, I got to go through, see what was done. And they always send me a note back. Hey, this was done. This was done. This wasn't, whatever it is, so that I can catch up. But then you've got hundreds of emails to go through to file and do whatever you need to do. It just takes a long time. And I don't like being sick. I always feel like I'm letting everybody down. They've got their own work to do. They don't need to have mine piled on top of it. So I do like that. Now, there have been times, I think 6 or 8 years ago, I got strep throat. So I missed those days because I just could not get out of bed. But everything else, pretty much, I'll just work. Just, I feel better, less stressful that way.
Well, Robert, I agree. But I go into work. So I'm going to pour my next beer here.
Yeah.
And what I have as my second beer today is a pumpkin ale by Dogfish Head Brewery. So
you said it was a surprise, and I thought that might be the case. I was taking a little bet with myself of whether that was going to be it.
So the pumpkin ale is a, what was it, last week? Last week, I think you drank the pumpkin. Or was it the week before?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we were talking about Dogfish Head Brewery, and the logo looked familiar, but I wasn't sure if it was just because I had seen it on the show or something like that. I think we got into a little bit of an argument whether you had drank something from them before. It turns out, though, that they do distribute to Michigan. So I saw this today, and I'm like, you know what? This would be a great second beer to drink. And it's in the nick of time, too, because, you know, with Halloween coming up, pumpkin ales are a nice pairing to the holiday. And actually, Kelly, I bought a 6-pack of these. Kelly already spotted them in the fridge, and I was like, "Oh, you got some pumpkin beers there, huh?" I'm like, "Yes, I do." And so, I'm gonna try it real quick, just so we can soak it in.
I'm curious,
and I can see. I know you were quite happy with it.
Yeah, I almost brought one. Actually, I almost drank one before the show because I love it.
That's good. I like it. You can
you got a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, pretty full bodied.
Yeah.
Definitely a pumpkin presence. It's good. 7% by alcohol. It's a good beer. It's a nice pumpkin ale. I like it. Yeah. Sweet.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's got a little bit of everything in there. It's not overly spicy like some of them, and it's not overly pumpkin. It's just the right balance.
It's a nice, full, very, very well balanced beer. Not too hoppy.
No. Exactly.
It's good. All right. Let's go on to this asshole test. Next question.
You're a male and enter. Well, let me make sure.
Oh, this is my turn. You did the last one.
Damn it, Roberts.
Don't fucking take my turns.
I was excited.
There's no numbers. I know it's thrown you off. There's no numbers.
Now, Kelly's got to have one and let me know, too, because I think she was drinking that raspberry and potpourri beer she had.
Oh, the short soft parade. It's a very popular beer here anyways. It's very popular. So, it's not. It's,
she'll probably like
it's
that.
A little too sweet for me. The short soft parade, but again, it's still popular and she will like this beer. So I'll make sure she has at least one. And you know, Tuesday's a good day to drink beer. We're hanging out with some friends. We have some family coming over, then we're hanging out with some friends. So it'll be fun.
When the kids are trick or treating, that's this one's fizzy. That's a good one to have.
Be like, is that Donald Trump drinking a pumpkin ale? Yes, it is. Cause I'm going. All right. So next question. You are a male and enter a public bathroom to use the the urinal. There's an urinal in the public bathroom.
Pouring my next naughty neighbor too.
You are a male and enter the public bathroom to use a urinal. There is a row of urinals and one is taken. Where do you stand? As far away as I possibly can. I saddle up next to him. Time for a good old fashioned urinal conversation. My favorite. Or wait for him to finish, silently watching from the sink. Me personally, I don't wait for him to finish and just stare at him, because that's just kind of fucking weird. And if you do that, and I'm the guy who's urinating, I'll probably finish up, shake it off, zip my pants up, and punch you. I think just out of consideration, I tend to go as far away as I possibly can, or not necessarily as far. So if they're all the way to the left, I'm not necessarily going to go all the way to the right, but I'm going to make sure there's at least a 1 to 2 urinal buffer when possible between me and the person next to me. Unless, again, if it's filled up, if we're at the baseball game, you do what you got to do once you get a pisser in front of you. But normally I use a buffer. So I guess for this, the closest answer to me would be as far away as I possibly can.
I wait for him to finish silently peeing in the sink.
Oh, you pee in the sink. You pee in the, if there's a laundry tub, you can do that as well.
I've heard about that. Oh, Jesus. No, as far away. Like you, I don't go all the way to the edge, but I'll come in. I'll make sure there's a couple in there.
Yeah,
in
I mean, between. You know, it might as well. I mean, it is awkward if you just go right to
you don't know. It's a stranger. You've got 14 other places. You're going to stand right next to me.
Although I will say this. So let's say there's 3 urinals. 2 of the urinals are regular size urinals. The third one is a little person / child urinal.
Always use the short one because I feel like a giant.
Okay.
That's even at work. We've only got 2. We've got a regular one and a short one.
See, but I'm taller than you, I think. So for me, if I go to use the short one, like
you're peeing on the handle.
I'm kind of peeing on the top of the toilet a little bit. So like for me, if that's the choice, so if there's somebody all the way to the right, there's a short one on the left, and there's a regular one in the middle. I might, at that point, I might actually go to the one in the middle next to the other guy, simply because otherwise I'm like awkwardly squatting down trying to piss into the shorter urinal. And I make sure I moan too.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I feel so much better. Oh, yeah. It's been a tough day.
Oh, a little bit. If you shake more than 3 times. Oh, gosh. Here we go. A little bit more. Oh.
No, you don't shake. That's why you got underpants.
It'll you got to shake a little bit. If you shake more than 3 times, though, it's masturbating.
Now, you put your hands behind your head and then you shake, or you just go ahead?
No, I shake. I do the helicopter move. I put my hands behind my dick.
I don't know about that.
Hands like, behind my head and just do the helicopter dick just to get the last bit off. Sometimes it hits the person next to me. That's weird, but you know, it's all right. I'll never see him again.
No, I do the I told you to clean your room shake.
Very angry. You got a very angry shake.
Yeah, but only 2 times, like you said. Yeah, and then I got my naughty neighbor here.
All right,
what's the next one?
Next question.
I hate this, by the way. This riles me up.
What if you need chips and steak, though?
I don't see any Cheetos there. You're grocery shopping and deciding you don't need an item. What do you do with it? The first option is I put it back wherever. Someone will take care of it because that's their job.
True.
Second, bring it back to where I found it. Or I buy it anyway. I don't even remember what aisle I got it in.
I'm really curious as to what your answer is for this before I answer. Before I answer, you answer.
Right. Well, it depends. In most cases, I will put it back. If we're already at the register, I usually just tell whoever it is that's at the register, I got this. I don't need it. I'm sorry. But I don't, like in this picture here where it looks like some veal or some steak that's shoved in the chip bags, I don't do that. Because I've worked retail and I've had to do inventory and I've had to clean up after animals that do this kind of stuff, which might be you, but hopefully not. So no, I put it back. I help them out. They get paid little enough. They don't need to clean up after me.
I put it back wherever. Support capitalism. They have to pay people to put that back. If everybody put, listen to me. This is what I do. I'm American. If everybody put their shit back where it belonged, somebody would lose their job.
Because failing pile of garbage.
Because they wouldn't need it. Just like when I worked at the Palace with, you know, like
they would, they got to stock
they
it
never
there
have, in the arena. In they the never first had, place. They never had trash cans in the arena. People would ask me all the time, like, where do I put this garbage? I'm like, on the floor, because we have people that we pay to clean that up. And if there wasn't shit everywhere at the end of every event, they wouldn't need these people to do that.
You're an asshole. But these same people that are cleaning up are the ones that are stocking the shelves to begin with, or they gotta throw this stuff away.
I will say that. I'll say this much.
You take it back.
Listen, no, I'm not gonna fucking take it back.
I'm never shopping at your grocery store.
That's fine. Kelly does the shopping. Listen, but I will say this: like, if it's a frozen item, I'm not going to just stick it on the shelf with the chips. If it's something that needs to be refrigerated, I'm going to make sure it may not end up exactly where it started, but it's going to end up in a refrigerated area. If it's frozen, it's going to be in a frozen area. If it's not, if it's just on a shelf somewhere, I can't tell you where it's going to end up at that point. By the way, Kelly just texted me. I know we had talked about this noise canceling fork a little bit, and I don't know if it was going to end up on a show or not. Kelly just posted it in the Two Bobs podcast community, though, which is kind of funny. Good. And she wrote, "Merry Christmas, Rob Phillips." I'm going to like it.
Some of the comments that I saw, and I don't remember if it was on that page or not, but it was people eating ramen generally don't have enough money to spend on $150 noise canceling slurp forks.
That's true.
Because they're eating $10 for a dollar ramen packs. They're not buying $150 forks.
Think about how many pairs of earplugs I could buy for Kelly the same price as that noise canceling toothbrush, damn it, fork that would probably, by the way, do a hell of a lot better job.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
So it'd be cool. I'd like to try it, but I don't know if I would spring $150 just to try it. And I don't slurp. I like the noodles, but I don't make that much noise.
Next question. So we can get through to find out who the bigger asshole is. It's probably going to be me. You're opening a bag of chips in a crowded, quiet place. What's your method? I slowly open the bag, try not to make much noise. As fast as I can, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, one and done. Or I save the chips for a less awkward room. First off,
there's no bad answer there.
There's no perfect answer either. First off, if I want the chips, I'm going to eat the fucking chips. I don't care who's in the room. Call me an asshole. That's fine. I tend to be just like, do it as fast as I can, because this is the thing. If you're that person who is slowly opening the bag, trying to make noise, first off, it is making noise. Everybody's hearing it and everybody's fucking annoyed, thinking, God, will that guy just finish opening his bag? So I open it as fast as I can, just be done. I don't care how loud it is. I just want it, boom, done, open. But again, I do it to try to be less of an annoyance for other people. So I think it makes me a good person to do it that way.
Nice try. But if you open it slow enough, it doesn't make any noise.
It still makes noise. That's what I choose. You can still hear the crunk.
You don't need to crush the bag.
You just still, Robert, I'm saying, you're in a quiet room, in a crowded, quiet space. Even if you're trying not to make noise, everybody can fucking hear you opening that bag.
Well, if you're in a
just
in
be
a
quiet, done with it.
If you're in a space that quiet, you shouldn't be eating the chips anyway, because then people are going to be pissed at all the crunching. And there's people around here that crunch with their mouth open that eat chips, and it drives
it's
me.
It's not about eating the chips. It's about opening the bag.
I know. Maybe that's
don't
the
make
next
this
question.
Something it's not.
Well, I slowly open the bag, trying not to make
fucking
much
turn. You're annoying out the shit you. Out of the entire room for 5 minutes while you try to open this bag. Then
no, I make no noise. That's the point.
You make noise. They can all hear it.
I don't like there's you. No the elevator door is open. I'm moving to the next one. The elevator
I'm
doors.
Punch you through this monitor.
Punch my screen. That'll make some noise, bitch. Oh, the elevator doors open and it's full of people. What do? You stand in front of the elevator to make sure I can get on. Push my way to the front. I'm making sure I get on this elevator. Or do you step aside and let those already inside off before getting on? So you stand in front so nobody can get on, just so you can. Push your way to the front, making sure I get on. Or two, you let people off first. Or number three, I guess.
Thanks for explaining that twice, because I didn't get it the first time. What?
I'm in my third Nickelback. No, my second Nickelback here.
What say you, Rob Ert?
I stand to the side.
Bob
and
K
I teach
stands,
the kids that, too.
Bob K stands to the side.
Yeah.
Bob K.
I stand to the side. I let people get off. And then there's more room for me, and I don't have to stand uncomfortably or squeeze past people. I like the line earlier. You give them space.
I am definitely the step to the side and let those that are already inside get off before getting on. Because, again, it's a real dick move to get on there. And if I'm the person on that elevator and you're stepping on before I get off, I'm going to make it very well known that I need to get off that elevator.
I'm going to open my noisy-ass bag of chips in your face.
Yeah, you're going to very slowly and agonously open as quietly as you can this bag of chips, even though everybody can fucking hear you open it and just wishes to, for the love of God, that you just finish opening this bag of chips. No, it's good.
It's not a balloon where you pull it and you go.
You'd probably do that, though.
Forever, it's air. It doesn't make any sound.
I don't
want
to pop the balloon. I don't want to startle anybody, so I'm going to take 10 minutes to let the air out of this. When is it okay to use high beams in your car? When I'm the only person on the road. Whenever I want, whatever. If we weren't supposed to use them, we wouldn't have them. That's like saying it. If I, you know, if you have a gun, I can shoot anybody. If they didn't want me to have a gun, they wouldn't give me one. They didn't want me to shoot anybody. And the third option is, I don't know. I always forget to turn them off. I will say this is when I'm the only person on the road, or at least as long if there's people behind me, that's one thing. If I'm leading the way, I'll keep the brights on. But otherwise, I turn them off if there's another car coming the other way.
Yeah, I don't even lock them. I just hold them. And then as soon as I see another set of headlights coming up, I turn them off. Well, I let go.
We have some, I mean, I live in a very highly residential area. So like, and a lot of the roads, there's a lot of big trees. There's some wooded areas. So like for me, I don't necessarily hold them on. I'll lock them in. But if I see a headlights coming the other way, I shut it off. Like I'm not.
Yeah, just let go. Now, if we were two ladies answering this, we would answer, I don't know. I always forget to turn them off.
I would say
so. The fact that we're
no,
the fact that we're guys, we answer that correctly.
We'd say, "What are high beams?"
I don't know. I just push the stalk, and they wouldn't even call it a stalk. Who knows? I like this one. I don't know. Look at the picture a little bit, and I don't like this guy here. I'll tell you my story about this Neil Patrick Harris in a minute. As you go to a
who
party
doesn't
with
like Neil Patrick Harris?
I don't, and I'll explain to you why.
He's a magician and an actor.
And it's not that he prefers the comfort of other men, but it's you go to a party with friend A and run into friend B who has never met friend A. What do? Immediately start catching up with the friend I ran into. It's been so long. Immediately introduce both of my friends to each other. Do nothing. They'll meet if they want to meet. I'll probably immediately start catching up and then introduce.
Yeah, probably same thing.
Hey, how's it going? You know, where have you been? I haven't seen you in a long time. And you know, remember that time I friended you on Facebook and you said no. So hey, here's my friend Sal.
I mean, it'd be weird if you didn't do that, right? Like I'm at a party with friend A, then I see you walk in
Right. Oh, here's my new friend. Would you like to meet him?
And you just walk in. I'm like, Robert, here's Bill. Like, I would,
yeah, he's
like,
my new friend.
Without saying anything before that, that'd be kind of weird. So I would catch up. And like you said, same thing. Catch up. And then eventually I would make the introduction at that point. Unless I'm drunk, then fuck everyone. This one says, is K. Art. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk more about Neil Patrick Harris and how you hate him?
I didn't want to, but I saw his picture and I know Melissa was, she's tired of hearing about it. But many moons ago, we'll call this high school. So many, many moons ago, my girlfriend was stolen by a guy that we always called Doogie because he looked like Doogie Howser, MD, who happened to be none other than child actor Neil Patrick Harris.
Wait. Hold on.
So
let's pump the brakes here for a second.
How old am I? 30 years ago.
So Neil Patrick Harris himself stole your girlfriend?
No, a lookalike. Oh, we called him.
So it wasn't
boy.
Even him. It was a guy who looked
like
him.
No, but we called him Doogie. Now, meanwhile, she was, I guess, already secretly in love with Doogie. So, yeah. She went to with Doogie, and
but it wasn't him. It was just a guy. That
I know,
looked like,
but he looked like
fault.
Him.
I'm sure he didn't.
I associated him with it, Rob, like Goldschlager. I associate any cinnamon smell with Goldschlager, and I will throw up. So no, I will not speak to Doogie. Mm. I will not watch any show that.
Well, he's a cool guy. He must get so much puss. Is.
No, he likes boys.
I know,
and that's fine.
I know it was a joke. I think he's actually married.
He is. He's a good actor. We watched him in that show.
How I Met Your Mother.
We talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, he's good. Barney.
Barney.
He's a good guy. He's funny. I like him.
I like Barney. I like Ted Mobsley.
And the big doofy guy. He was on Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah. He did a helicopter dick in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He did.
He must have just peed in a urinal. All right, next question is
this is the last one.
Oh, last question to find out who's the bigger asshole here.
I hope it gives us an answer.
Is there a score?
No, we never did any of this. I think maybe when it's done,
I hope so. All right. Okay. So it says, is K okay? K is never okay. Never. Yeah, it's fine, and it's a legitimate response. Stop being so sensitive. Or are you serious? Why have you even read this far? Click the first one if you're not a sociopath.
So it's a text message, and somebody asks you a question. Your response is usually, okay. And this person just wrote K. So they were too lazy to do two letters.
I hate it.
Now, I know people. One of my nieces is known to do the KK. Which is the same letter, but twice because it's too hard on your phone to move up. What's it? Quarter of an inch, if that, eighth of an inch. So KK. So she's kind of, I think she's kind of broken to that. But I remember the first time I was like, what the hell is KK? Oh, it's okay. Well, no, you said KK. Well, it's just easier.
I always feel like if somebody says K to me, they're somehow pissed off at me. Like, it's just like, okay, K, K.
You know? I'm acknowledging you just so I'm not rude, but. I hate. Oh, you got an answer there. All right. Well, I'm going to answer K.
I said K is never.
Are you serious?
Okay, ever. Never.
Ever read? Click the first one. Yeah. K is never okay. You got. Oh, looks. What's your answer?
I got not an asshole at all.
Yeah. Thank you. The world needs more people like you. Have you ever considered running for president or any sort of public office? Hell, I'd love you as my comptroller. You'd be the comptroller. I wouldn't. Your whole campaign platform could be, I replace the toilet paper roll all day, every day because I care. But neither one of us said that. Well, I guess we're not assholes.
Yeah. It says I would falsify dead relatives' voting records so I could vote a few more times too. Look out for a lot of 140-year-old supporters. You, not the asshole, in 2016. So you were not an asshole at all either?
No, fact, I got the same exact.
There's pictures, there's graphics of angels. We're angels.
We're angels.
You're welcome, world.
Well, that was fun. I think it felt like we had a good dialogue, understanding where each other was coming from.
No, I think so. And I'm glad to know that I'm not actually an asshole. So all the people that have said that I am, fuck off.
Well,
you suck.
I think we might be, just not according to BuzzFeed, which is a major major source of news.
I mean, I they're as credible to me as TMZ or the Globe.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Now that that's done, let's get on to crazy news. I heard the same thing.
This week's crazy news story comes out of Volusia County, Florida. They talk about a woman accused of setting an ex's home on fire over a teddy bear.
Judge denied bond for a woman Edgewater police say set her ex-boyfriend's home on fire before stabbing an off-duty Volusia County deputy. The fire happened yesterday on Pine Tree Drive off A1A in Edgewood. Channel 9's Mike Manzoni is live outside the Volusia County jail. And Mike, the victim's sister told you the whole thing started over a fight over a teddy bear.
Chris, Brittany Bonin is here on assault battery and arson charges. She showed up at her ex-boyfriend's house in Edgewood yesterday to take back a teddy bear she gave as a gift to her ex-boyfriend's 18-month-old baby. That's all according to the victim's sister, who says it all just escalated from that point. While Brittany Bonin faced a Volusia County judge this morning,
here's where she smashed the fish.
The victim's family continued to clean up the mess. Edgewater police say Bonin left after setting her ex-boyfriend's house on fire.
Their toys are all smoke damaged.
Jacqueline Demalia is the victim's sister. She says Bonin first trashed the living room.
All the water damage in here is from the fish tanks, 90 gallons of water in total.
Then went down the hall to the victim's daughter's bedroom.
She set a fire here in the crib.
The baby wasn't home. The fire burned everything, including this cross from the baby's grandfather, who died this year.
Now, Madalena never got to meet him, so we took this back here, and we hung it in her room.
Demalia says it all started over this stuffed animal.
Set his house on fire over this teddy bear.
Demalia says Bonin gave the stuffed animal to her ex-boyfriend's 18-month-old daughter, but wanted it back.
He had it in his hand to give to her, and that's when she pushed her way through the door and attacked him.
Police say Bonin ended up attacking Michael Demalia, who then ran across the street to an off-duty deputy's house for help. The deputy tried to separate the two, and that's when investigators say Bonin stabbed the deputy. Meanwhile, Demalia says the fire destroyed everything inside her brother's house.
We're going to get him a new home, a fresh start, and as fast as we possibly can.
I misspoke there at the top. This happened in Edgewater, not in Edgewood. The off-duty deputy, meanwhile, went to the hospital, but we're told he is okay. He's a Marine veteran. For now, we're live in Volusia County. Mike Manzoni, Channel 9, Eyewitness News.
Yeah. You know, I don't even know where to begin with this one. It's really sad that they burned the house down, but at the same time, she's crazy.
Oh, she's crazy. I mean, talk about an Indian giver. Like,
it's a teddy bear. And who knows what, there's always some sort of backstory when she goes that crazy. There's got to be something else. But I mean, there's always a chance that there isn't. But it seems to me that there's something there that she really wanted this bear back that, I don't know. She went above and beyond to get this teddy bear back.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a teddy bear, but there was a child in the house. Like, this lady is crazy. I mean, it says here the ex-boyfriend started so Brittany, who's 26, and the ex-boyfriend started feuding Saturday when she went to his home to retrieve the stuffed animal she had given to his daughter. She reportedly pushed her way into the home while her ex fled for safety at the house of a nearby off-duty deputy before she left. Bonin allegedly set the house on fire and then followed the man to the neighbor's home where she attempted to attack him. So not only did she set his house on fire, but she tried to kick his ass too. Like
with a knife. So she meant business when she came over there. She wasn't just coming to get the bear. She was going to either get the bear or do some damage, or I guess both.
Wow, that's really amazing.
She was pissed over the teddy bear. Seemed like there was some other way she could have gone about it, but again, it seems like there's something else that could be here. But
I feel like I feel like her parents probably just didn't teach her how to have manners.
If she takes the test we just did, how do you think she rates?
I can't say I can't say the word. again, like my kids, you know, like Colin Harrison, you know, sometimes Harrison be like, hey, give me my dinosaur. And I'm just like, okay, how do we ask for that nicely? I don't say, well, if you really want the dinosaur, you should go grab the lighter and try to burn the house down for it.
go to your room, build a shank, and then come out and you take the dinosaur from him.
The worst part she's the girl needs a hamburger, first off.
She's very, very skinny.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe there's meth in the bear.
Even by Florida standards, I mean, she worth losing your house for? I don't know. There, she hit her drugs. There was a shiv and some cocaine.
She was angry from having to put all the steak back out of the chip aisle. People like you.
She probably worked at the local supermarket and had been pissed off because somebody left steak in the chip aisle again.
Some really tall guy came in, peed all over the top of the urinal, put his steak back in the chip aisle and left.
And then put Cheetos in the chip aisle too. Those don't belong there.
TTP 039. Cheetos are not chips.
You've really been getting ballsy with the naming schemes lately. Just right on the air.
How's that?
Boom. Just right. You did it last week too. You're like, boom, TTB 038, blah, blah, blah. I forget what it was called. But
I came up with something better while editing. It's like, well, I said it during the episode. I guess we got to leave it.
Yeah.
But you actually liked that one better.
I did like it better. Who doesn't like girthy egg rolls?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wait.
I don't even remember what last week was.
I don't remember. I've forgotten.
Girthy egg rolls had a nice ring to it.
It did. Oh, shit ton of fajitas. That's right. See, I remember.
That's right. Shitload of fajitas.
That was good. Shitload of fajitas. All right. Well, episode 39, Cheetos Are Not Chips, is in the books.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's been a long one.
As always, you can find us at thetwobobs.com. All the social things are listed there at Two Bobs Podcast. You can find us on, I don't know, where else can you can call us or... You can leave us text messages.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. And be sure to share the show with your friends. We do love referrals. We like new listeners. And as you follow us on all the social things, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewelbeat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.